Yo, what's up, everyone? This is Garrett, and welcome to another episode of Garrett's World. And thank you, guys. We hit 100 likes on the Instagram post. It means a lot to me. The announcement will come out Monday, the 6th, July 6th, Monday at 5 p.m. So make sure you check out my Instagram for that announcement. Anyways, this is the Cherry Bomb review. But before we get into things, let's just play that intro. Welcome to my world. Yeah, it's Garrett's world. Yo, whose world is this? Dude, come on. It's Garrett's world. Man, I love that intro. Just a classic. Anyways, today we're going to be reviewing the 2015 album by Tyler, the Creator, titled Cherry Bomb. And I really like this album. Before we get into things, just want to say thank you again for 100 likes. It means a lot to me. The announcement will come out, so make sure you guys are ready for that. It's a good announcement, we'll say. Anyways. Oh, God. Sorry. But, anyways, I think I don't have anything else to say besides follow my Instagram. It's garretts.world. Check that out. And, you know, let's get into this review. So, Cherry Bomb came out in 2015 by Tyler, the Creator. And when it first came out, people did not like this album. And I will go into more depth into it, but basically, it's very all over the place. That's why people didn't like. I personally love this album. I think it's a great album. But I understand why when it first came out, it got a lot of hate. A lot of people were like disappointed, and they thought it would be a lot better. But I think today people are realizing it is a good album. I just think it's more ahead of its time. I think that's the problem. That's why people didn't like it at first. But now people are like, hey, this is a good album. What the heck? Anyway, let's get into this review. So the first song on this album is Death Camp, which is a great song. It's like a rap song with a rock or just a guitar riff in the background going looping over and over again. There's an amazing bridge. It's just a great opener to the album. And it's a good song in general. I've listened to the song many times. It's like, you gotta get, you're going into the death camp. That's all I'm saying. Maybe Cherry Bomb is the death camp. I don't know. One of the lines I liked from this is this got me hyped the first time I listened to it. It said, name the album Cherry Bomb because the greatest hit sounded boring. So he's confident in Cherry Bomb, he thought it'd do well. But you know, it must sucks when he realized that I was getting a lot of hate, people didn't like it. So I'm sorry, Tyler. I did not hate it at first, okay? I'm sorry, man. If you guys need to talk to me, I'm here for you. But if you don't, I understand why, okay? Let me hear you, Tyler, okay? Anyways, Death Camp, good song. Now let's go on to track number 2, Buffalo. Amazing beat. It's got that sample. I don't know what the sample is. But God, goodness gracious, whatever, this opening line. But it's amazing production. Tyler here talks about how he has a lot of controversies involving him and also about how much pressure he has, like Shane Powers in this. You know, Shane Powers from Gulf Radio. He's like, you can't mess this up. All these kids are watching you, man. You can't mess up. You got so much pressure on you, which is what I think Tyler here feels, because now he's a pretty well-known name in the rap game. Everyone kind of listens to rap, know who Tyler, the Creator, is, or at least heard his name, maybe a couple songs, but kind of has pressure to do something, to do good in his career. But the thing I really like Buffalo is the music video. In the music video, it involves Tyler being white-faced, being chased by a mob full of colored people with pitchforks, and they're like chasing after him. And then at the end, I don't know if it's at the end of the beginning, but he... at the beginning he's being hung, or at the end he hangs himself. But it's like reverse of what we know as history, because in early 1900s, and for a long time, there were public lynchings where they would lynch black people for crimes they did or didn't do. Usually they didn't do them, they just made up stuff, but they had no the colored people had no presence in the court of law, so they'd often lose and have to get lynched, which is horrible. Or it's a very horrible thing to think about. But the way I interpret what Tyler's doing here is he talked about many times how he, as a growing up as a kid, he was criticized by his own like family and people in the black community around him for acting white because of the music he listened to and like how he dressed and stuff. So maybe this is him expressing how he feels when he's around other black people, because there's so many stereotypes in this world. There's just are horrible stereotypes that he didn't fit, so we felt like he was an outlier and he was someone else than what he was supposed to be, which really sucks. And it's something really weird to just, I don't know the right adjective to use, just something to think about. But that's how I interpreted the music video. You can interpret them anyways. That's the great thing about art. Interpret however you want. Anyways, that's enough for Buffalo there. I'm going to track 3, Pilot featuring Sid. You know Sid from the internet. Sid Bennett. Sydney Bennett. She's usually the DJ when Odd Future was growing up. But this song's amazing. It talks about Tyler, how his friends are like smoking and doing dumb stuff. But then they think they're cool. Oh, God. Sorry, I missed the wrong thing. But, no, it talks about Tyler, about how he has to mature and kind of be someone different because he's older and he's been making music for a while, so he can't just keep releasing the same type of music. He's got to mature, which I've talked about this before, I believe, but some artists just don't mature ever, and their music just gets boring, and they fall off, which is going to happen to 6ix9ine soon because he's not maturing ever. Don't think he ever will. I'm just saying. It's happening to Trippie Redd right now. But anyways, talk about a good song. Instrumental's crazy with like that synth going back and forth. And he's in first class, but he feels like Coach. Come on. You get that? Like, he is, like, he's like more famous now. He'd be sitting in first class, but he doesn't feel like it. He still feels like he belongs in Coach, so he kind of has self-confidence issues, I guess. But anyway, that's enough from Pilot. Now, track 4, Run. This is one. Run, Tyler talks about how his friends are smoking and doing all these dumb stuff, or just people in general, like joining gangs and stuff. But they think they're cool. They really aren't. They're just doing dumb things, and they're going to have to run away because they're going to get caught sometime and ruin their life. So you better run, man. Better run. It's a decent song. I don't know. I don't listen to it that often. It's just kind of like, okay, cool. Not bad. But don't need it. It doesn't have much replay value. And track 5, Find Your Wings. Oh, man, this is a beautiful song. It sounds like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like, I don't know the right word. But it's just a beautiful song featuring Kali Uchis and Sid. Very mellow. It's about Tyler wanting to find his own path in life and take control of his own life, finding his wings, you know, finding what he needs and what he wants to do with his life. It's just overall a good song. It's very mellow. It's very just chill. I don't know how the right words, it sounds like, I don't know how to describe it. There's like trumpets, and I feel like it's kind of like a maybe 60s, 70s jazz song, but it really isn't. I don't know the right way to describe it, but if you listen to the song, just, you know what I'm talking about. Then track 6, Cherry Bomb. What is this song, man? This song is weird. I like it, but I hate it. It hurts my ears, man. It's so loud, and there's just so much intense stuff going on. It's very heavy and distorted. And there's, like, these very loud synths. And he's, like, rapping stuff, but when you're listening to it, you can't hear it. Just like, oh, no. So this puts me in a weird place, because I like it, but I don't. It's weird. I don't know. I don't know how to describe my feelings towards it. But the song sounds uncontrolled. And the thing is, with a cherry bomb, they're illegal. But it's basically like a little bomb you'd light, and you could like throw it and blow up. Not very big explosion. The thing is, they're very uncontrollable. Like, you light it and it can blow up in like a second. And it's not going to kill you, but it'll hurt you. Like, it's a mini little bomb. So that's why they're illegal. But they look like cherries. So they're uncontrollable. I feel like the album's called Cherry Bomb because Tyler feels he can't control himself. He has no self-control in this state, in this moment of his life. And he's just, it's very easy to see in these songs. They're very uncontrolled all over the place. And that's why I think it's called Cherry Bomb. Next song, track 7, Blow My Load. Not talking about that song. Just I'm not. Track 8, Two-Seater. It's very chill. And it's somewhat like calm rap song with these synths coming in. And it's also these beautiful trumpets. And then there's a big string section. Or, not big, there's a string section. Which is interesting. If you watch the Cherry Bomb documentary made by Illegal Civ, he shows how he went to Hans Zimmer. If you know Hans Zimmer, he's a great, what's the word? He makes music for movies. I can't think of the word for it. Like he's a composer. He makes the scores for a lot of movies. So they actually went to, I think it was his house or his studio. And he got his own string section, just do whatever you want. And he used it on two-seater. It's very beautiful. And it's just, two-seater is just good rap song. And something you listen to in the car, you know. And then the second half is very chill and relaxing. He's talking about watching this girl in the car, watching her hair blow in the wind. And also, shouts out to Mac. He gives a shout out to Mac DeMarco, who Tyler is a big fan of Mac DeMarco. I think they're friends. Because Mac DeMarco did appear in an episode of Lawyer Squad, but I like Mac DeMarco myself, so it's cool, interesting. It was nice to hear that. Anyways, track 9, The Brown Stains of Darkies Latifah, Part 6 through 12 Remix, featuring Schoolboy Q. The title of this song, I figured out. Tyler just wanted to make the dumbest, longest-looking song ever. It was even longer before, but he got rid of the stuff in the end, just made it remix. And it's a okay song. It has a very strange instrumental. Tyler criticizes people that think they're cool, as he's done before on this album, but they really aren't. Talks about race and other stuff that he doesn't talk about often, but it's... The thing about Tyler, he criticizes all things, so it's not like, he doesn't care if people get offended, like, he doesn't care if he gets canceled, and cancel culture is a big thing right now, so go ahead and cancel Tyler, he won't care. It's like, whatever, he knows what he's doing, he doesn't care if people get offended. And then Schoolboy Q fits very well in the song, I will say, and he has a good verse, and it was interesting, I didn't really know they were friends, because I guess they are pretty good friends. But I didn't realize that till this album, because he appears on the song. He also appears on Run. He does some background vocals or something. But Schoolboy Q is a good artist. And he does have that one song on Oxymoron with Tyler. But he's also on the song. So it'd be cool to see them collab again, because they haven't been on a song together since 2015. So it'd just be cool to see that again. But overall, decent song. Track 10, Effing Young / Perfect. You know, track 10 talked about before, there are always mashups between two songs put on one song. But this song's featuring Kali Uchis and Sid Bennett again. And this is amazing, just relaxing, calm song, Effing Young is. It's about Tyler wanting to date this girl, but they're 6 years apart, so it'll be weird, and he doesn't want to get criticized or yelled at for dating this girl that's younger than him. He didn't know he really likes him, so he doesn't know what to do. He's confused, so... But in the end, he just doesn't date her, because he can't. Then the second half of the song is about Perfect. It's about how... Oh, before I talk about Kali Uchis, I love Kali Uchis. Amazing voice. She has amazing songs. It's great every time she's on a Tyler song. It's amazing. Go check out Kali Uchis. Her project, I forget the name of it. It's like Hold on, let me look this up real quick, guys, because I want you to know the name of that album, okay? No, wait. Insulation? No. What? Isolation? That sounds right. Just hold on a second. Yeah, the album is called Isolation, so I was right. It's an amazing album. Came out 2018. Really like the album. Might review it sometime. But check that out. Kali Uchis, amazing voice. But this song really shows perfect... Wait. Yeah, Perfect really shows how Tyler can make a lot more than just rap. Is like something we've seen for the first time. I mean, on Wolf, there's some songs that aren't really rap, but it's still a rap album. And Cherry Bomb is not just a rap album anymore. He's got Find Your Wings, Pilot, Effing Young / Perfect. They have very non-rap elements in them. But Perfect, very beautiful. It's about Tyler thinking that the same girl who's too young, she thinks he's perfect. But again, he says he can't date her because he's too young. And Kali Uchis' beautiful voice, they go back and forth for a little bit. It's just amazing. So check that song out. Really like it. Anyways, track 11, Smuckers. One of the most legendary rap songs of all time. It's going to go down in the history books, I swear. We got Tyler, Creator, Kanye West, and Lil Wayne. And it just works so beautifully. Like, it doesn't, like, it seems like they're all just friends making a song. Like, it just, they blend so well together, and it's just something I never really would think about. I wouldn't think, yeah, Kanye, Tyler, Lil Wayne, they should go on a song together. But I never would have thought that, but they did, and it's a really good song. And Tyler's verse, he talks about how he's famous, and he gets blamed for dumb things, like parents always blame him for why their kids are messed up, because, oh, they listen to you, you gotta be more calm, these kids are looking up to you, they're your idol, you can't be doing all this stuff. He's like, that's not my problem, that's your fault for parenting, if your kids turn out like that, which is very true. Don't just blame other people before you blame yourself. But it's a good verse. And then Kanye comes in, talks about people, like, thinks he's crazy, but that's why he's so big. Like, he wouldn't be Kanye if Kanye wasn't a little crazy. He says, I think the line is, they say I'm crazy, that's the best thing going for me. I think that's that line. But it's just a good verse by Kanye. Not a big Kanye fan. I like a couple of the songs, not a big Kanye fan. But this is a good verse by Kanye. And then at the end, Lil Wayne and Tyler go back and forth. And it's just, it's amazing. It works so well. It's so smooth. I never would have thought Tyler and Lil Wayne would be able to do something like this. Because I'm not that big of a Lil Wayne fan. I know a couple of his songs. I've heard him before. I've never been a big Lil Wayne guy. But it just works so well here. And it surprised me when I heard it. Because I'm like, hey, Lil Wayne, Kanye, Tyler. I don't know how this is going to work. But then I listened to it and it works so well. It's just a good song. It's so amazing. It's one of the best rap songs I've ever heard. Anyway, let's go on to track 12. Keep the O's. O stands for ounces. So I interpreted this as Tyler is saying he doesn't want these drugs. He's got all this stuff he needs. He's happy. Or he doesn't. Not that he's happy in a sense that he doesn't need the drugs because the drugs didn't get him to where he is today. So why does he need them now? It's just a good song. It features Pharrell. And Pharrell kind of has a good rap verse in a style that, you know, Pharrell style. If you heard Pharrell rap, I don't know how to describe it. Keep those. Good song. Decent. Not the best. Not the worst. Decent song. And track 13, Okaga, California. This is the last song on the album. So basically, Okaga isn't a real place. Tyler says, like, this fictional place. It's like his dream location. That if he could go anywhere, he'd go here. And he just thinks it's like his dream place. Like, if you could imagine some place you'd want to go, but it's not real, that's the place. And it talks about how Tyler wants to go to Okaga with this girl, and who is Alice Smith in the song. But about wanting to go to Okaga with this girl he really likes, and just he wants to have a good time and show him his dreams and stuff. So it's just a good outro. He has a good rap verse on the song too. Very calm. Good way to end the album. So before I get into my final thoughts, I need to talk about why this album is so hated. The reason it's so hated is just Find Your Wings and Cherry Bomb, two totally different songs are on the same album, and it just doesn't make sense. It's not like organized. That's the problem. Because you got like these songs like Find Your Wings, Effing Young / Perfect, and like even Pilot. They're just kind of calmer, more relaxed, a little down. And they got like these loud songs like Death Camp, Cherry Bomb, and Run, and the Brown Stains and Dark Keys Latifah Part 6 through 12 remix. And they just don't fit in the same album. It doesn't smooth well. It sounds like a bunch of random songs all put together. Which, I'm okay with that. Like, I kind of like it. It's all over the place. It's like something for every mood you're in. But a lot of people, when they listen to an album, they kind of want the same general aesthetic in the music to carry throughout the album. And that's not what happens here in Cherry Bomb, which I think is why a lot of people hated it or didn't like it. They didn't understand it. They just wanted to listen to, like, the same kind of album. Like, Wolf, it kind of transitions well between the songs and the same general feelings because it's like a whole one big story. But if Cherry Bomb can never be one big story because it's all over the place, like, it doesn't transition well between songs, which is why a lot of people, the general public, did not like this album. It's not for everyone. I personally like this. Like, I also like J-Pink Mafia, so that's just who I am. I like stuff kind of all over the place. It doesn't need to be completely organized, so maybe I should just never make a movie because it's have it all over the place. But I like this album. I think it's a good album. I think it's a little underrated, overhated, and it's just not understood. It doesn't have to be understood, but people just overhate it. People overhate Tyler in general. But it's a good album, and I can't say recommend to listen to it because a lot of people just won't like it, but I personally like it. But for my personal rankings, I gotta give this like an 8 out of 10. It's not a perfect album, but it has amazing songs. I always find myself going back and listening to this album. It always has something for every need. You got something to work out to, something to cry to, something to just lay in bed to, something to listen to in the car. It's got everything you need. And it's not in order. It doesn't make, the transitions don't make sense, but for me it works. I don't need them to make sense. So that's why I think this is a good album. A lot of people may disagree with me, but that's okay. I don't need you to agree with me. That's why I made a podcast to share my thoughts. Anyways, thanks you guys so much for listening. If you're still listening, I know you may get bored, but thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And I just hope you have a good day and see you Monday for that announcement. It'll be I believe it'll be a video. I'll be posting. I don't know. I'll keep you guys updated though. But thanks so much for listening. Have a great day, guys. And yeah, see you in that announcement and see you also in my next podcast. Thanks so much, guys.